You are now listening to The Show with me. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of The Show. I am your host, Kieran Sandulo, as per usual, joined by Miles Sprong.
Finest salutations.
And Brody West.
Yo.
We've had some funny things happen recently.
Have we?
We have. Things that I'm not too privy on.
Are you talking about sports?
Yes, I don't understand sports at all.
Neither do I.
That's such a lie.
I've been watching my whole life. I still don't get it.
But one thing that I do know that did happen that is supposed to be funny is a guy from
Slovenia.
From the Mavericks?
Yeah.
Got just traded to the Lakers.
All right.
Let's makes get into me it, boys. Upset,
let's get into it, boys. Fucking, all right. So I'm going to try and explain this the best I can.
Yeah, explain this in terms I can understand.
Okay, so this guy is a top three basketball player in the world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That Luka Doncic is, I would say. I'd say he's behind, he may be top two, but it's debatable between him and Giannis.
Yeah.
Giannis is probably a little bit better.
Yeah.
He's a foreign player. He played at Real Madrid, the basketball side of Real Madrid, actually.
Gotcha.
So he played there, he gets drafted, comes overseas, drafted third overall, and he starts playing amazing off of rip. He has been a five-time All-NBA selection, which is like the top of the top. Like if you get an All-NBA selection, you get super max contracts for like $300 million. He's averaging 30 points, 10 rebounds, and at least 10 assists, which is a triple-double.
Like, he's insane.
So he's
and they put him on the same team as LeBron?
Yes.
Correct, but we don't get it twisted, LeBron. Basketball is a team sport, and his team is bad.
Yeah.
LeBron's team is bad?
Yeah, the Lakers are not great.
They're in the playoff race, but I think they're maybe fourth, maybe fifth.
Yeah, they're not
in the West. And they just lost their only center, which you have Jokic, who is the best player in the world, undebatably. Don't care when anybody says he's the best player in the world. He drops 50-point triple-doubles. So 50 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Consistently. Like every couple, like once a week.
He's going to win his third MVP this year.
He's going to win his, no, fourth.
His fourth, that's right.
His fourth MVP this year, which is the most valuable player in the league.
He's I know what MVP means.
He's the best player in the world. But they're in the same conference as him. So they have to play him every playoffs, basically. They want to win a championship.
Jesus.
So they just lost the only guy that... I think the only guy that really stands a chance in the West against him.
Yeah.
I think. AD was literally the only guy that could stand a chance against him.
I also know that it was such a comedically bad trade.
Yes, it was awful. Yes.
That 2K won't even let you make that trade.
I'm going to look up a transcript of what... So the GM for the Lakers, I think he said legitimately when... Because Dallas called them.
Uh-huh.
They did not. The Lakers did not call Dallas and ask for Luka.
The Mavericks said, we'll give you Luka.
We'll give you Luka for AD. Rob Pelinka said, you're joking, right? This is not. You're joking.
You're goofing.
You're screwing with me, right? That's what he said.
Yeah.
This is how unbelievable that this is. They gave up him for AD in a first round pick. Kevin Durant, who is maybe a top 15 player in the league. What's that? Do you have that trade pulled up? Here, I'll look it up.
The KD one or the Luka one?
The KD trade to... Let's just do KD trade details. Because this was what...
But to put it in, like, normal terms, trading Luka for AD... A bench player and a first round pick is like trading a 2024 Lamborghini for a 2012 Hyundai Sonata. I don't know.
Essentially.
Hyundai.
So for a guy that is not as good as Luka, the Brooklyn Nets.
Sonata is a Hyundai car.
So you're telling me that this is the equivalent
of. This is one of the worst trades for the Mavericks ever.
This is the equivalent of, I hate that I'm about to say this in Minecraft terms.
Go ahead.
This is the equivalent of trading...
Like 64 emeralds for a stack of hay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's essentially accurate. That's accurate. This is really funny because that's an actual thing you can absolutely do in Minecraft. 100%.
But it's bad.
So it's just a terrible trade all around.
It is.
They traded their best player for an objectively worse player.
Oh yes.
And it's not even that. Like
it's not even AD is a bad player. It's just Luka is that good of a player.
Yeah, like AD is a very, very good basketball player. He's just bad by comparison. And like I mean
why make
The reason they gave for Luka being traded is he's a guard at 6'7"?
Yeah, 6'6", 6'7".
Oh, he's a big dude.
He's huge. Got up to 270 pounds as a basketball player.
And they were like, oh, he's too big.
He's not conditioning enough. He's not. And they also said, oh, we're looking for a defense. He is a defensive liability. I will say that wholeheartedly. Luka is an awful defender. That is something that worries me about the Lakers because they don't have a good defender anymore.
Mm.
They have nobody on the defensive side of the ball. LeBron is 40.
Which is really funny that he's still in this.
LeBron is 40.
He's 40, and he's still popping off.
Yeah.
Apparently.
He had a triple-double.
Isn't his son playing for the Lakers now, too?
Yeah, his son plays with him.
That's really funny, actually.
And honestly, he's better than anyone on the Bulls.
You know, Tyler can't hear you, right?
Oh.
He's just trying to rage bait Tyler. He's going to say it again.
Honestly, I think that Bronny James is better than anyone on the Bulls. I'm going to be completely for real.
I think he turned it off. But, yeah. It's just...
That didn't work as well as I wanted it to.
It's crazy because, like, these players, when they get traded like this, Luka thought he was going to be in Dallas for life. He had a house. He has a wife. I think he has a kid on the way.
Yeah, like this dude
got uprooted out of his home where he's lived for the past 6 or 7 years.
7 years, yeah.
And he has to go to L.A.
Like, he's played there since he was, like, 18 years old.
Dang.
And now he's 25. And he's only 25, too, which is insane.
He's only known Dallas as his home since he was 18.
Since he moved to the U.S.
Since he moved, basically, yes.
Yeah, Tyler just texted, you open up the show with pure delusion. Okay. No, it is pure delusion.
I'm trying to explain it from an out, like...
So, it's like, basically, so, okay.
Yeah.
When you get traded to another team, you are expected, of course, to move to the place that team is from.
Yes. You have to, like, get a house and whatever else. There are some players that just live out of, like...
You would think they would confer with the player.
No.
They didn't even confer with the head coaches.
Yeah. They didn't even tell the coaches?
No, they just straight up traded him without telling anyone.
I think maybe the Lakers told JJ Redick. Maybe. But the GM for the Mavericks never told anything. No.
You would think they would at least like ask that question, right?
You would think. You'd also think you're telling your franchise player that it took you to a finals.
Yeah, last year.
Had you at the biggest stage at the championship, you would at least tell him, hey, we're shopping you, by the way. But they did not tell anybody.
Yeah, you would think you would tell the best player on your team.
Hey, we might trade you.
We're trading you.
We're going to be trading you.
Really funny that they just were like, okay, so... Like bad Pokemon cards. Like me back in fourth grade trading a Japanese full art Groudon card for a Blastoise because I was bored of looking at the other one.
Or that the other one looks cooler.
If they really,
that card goes for $700 now, by the way.
If they told other teams that he was available, if like other teams knew, you don't understand how much
it would have been such
how
a sweet
much
stakes.
They could have got.
No, they would have. A team would have given up their entire future to get this guy. He's that good.
Like
they would have given up like probably 5 first round picks and one of their best players for this guy. Like he's ridiculous.
The Nets would have, I think, given up all four of their first round picks that they got from the Kevin Durant trade.
Oh, for
sure. And
more.
I think they would have gave him Cam Thomas, Cam Johnson. They would have gave him everything to be on that team.
And they were just like, you know,
we're going to keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
Wasn't, why? Correct me if I'm wrong, I remember back in like fifth grade or something hearing that LeBron got traded to the Lakers.
He signed with them in free agency.
Okay.
So he wasn't on the Cavaliers anymore and then the Lakers just decided to pick him up.
Traded.
Got it. So no, he wasn't traded. Never... He was on the Cavs.
He left.
Left the Cavs of his own as volition. A free agent, and then Lakers picked him up.
Yes. The Lakers. Got it. Yes. Signed with the Lakers, yeah.
Which was a super big deal, and he ended up winning a ring with them.
Ended up winning in the 2020 bubble season, yeah.
Gotcha.
With AD.
Yeah, with the guy they just traded away.
And the funny thing is that so wasn't Scotty, that long
how
ago.
Does that feel for LeBron?
5 years ago? 5 years ago, there's nobody except LeBron that was on that championship roster.
Yeah, no.
On the team anymore. Nobody.
Nobody AD, is there anymore?
No except one. LeBron.
Except for LeBron.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
After that trade, because AD got traded. AD was the only, the last two players on that championship.
It's going to be real funny in a few years, when LeBron is... No, when LeBron is still playing for the Lakers at like 60.
I know.
He probably will retire in the next 2 to 3 years.
Could you imagine three generations playing on the same team?
Maybe
LeBron, Bronny, maybe and Bryce, whoever Bronny's child ends up being.
Maybe his other kid, Bryce, will make it to the league before he retires. Maybe.
Well, he's committed to Arizona.
That's true, he is. Yeah.
Bryce James is committed to Arizona.
So if he plays well, he could get drafted to the Lakers like after 1 or 2 years.
Nice.
I hope he doesn't.
It'd be like, really funny to have.
No, I hope he actually earns a spot in the NBA. Not
actual NBA basketball talent. Dynasty rather than nepotism in sports is crazy. Like I can understand it in like acting and whatnot.
It doesn't really happen an insane amount. Like it happens, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't happen like
crazy.
Like it's not awful.
We'll talk a little bit more about. Like, when you think about Luka, you think about the Mavericks.
When you think about the Mavericks, you think about Luka too.
Yeah.
Like, you basically took a guy mm-hmm. who was, he said in his goodbye thing, in his goodbye post on Instagram, he's like, I thought it was going to be Maverick for life.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be in Dallas for the rest of my career,
yeah.
For the rest of my career.
Yeah.
And then I moved back to, like, Slovenia, which is fine.
I full-heartedly believe that at some point they're going to be like, wait, no, come back, wait.
Well, last night they lost to the Cavaliers by 43 points. So
gave up 50 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
90 in the first half.
The first game after they traded their best player, they lost by 40 points.
I can't imagine that they're happy with that trade.
There's not an owner anymore. Per se, I wouldn't say Mark.
Mark Cuban had nothing to do with that.
Like, Mark Cuban was like, he wanted Luka there forever. Mark Cuban also sold a lot of his shares in the company.
Yeah,
I love Shark Tank.
So Mark Cuban like basically made it it's now pretty much a stock share. Like,
yeah,
there's multiple owners technically.
Yeah,
so he's not full owner.
So basically, the other guys said, put that dude on the same team as LeBron.
No, yes. Basically, what they said is, we're going to let the GM do whatever he wants. Because basically don't have any input from any owners because there's not one owner anymore.
Gotcha.
The GM kind of just can run free.
Oh.
He can get fired, but there has to be like a vote and stuff like that.
I think they should vote.
Well, we'll see.
Like, I don't know anything about sports, but even I can tell by this right now that's like... a bad move.
No, it's terrible. It's so bad.
They're right now is what they said is they're in a win now.
You're not going to win now without your best player.
They're not going to. If we'll see, I want to see when everybody's healthy on the Mavericks team, what they will do, what they look like. Because if they look decent and they can get in the playoffs and they make some noise, it won't be. If they get like to the conference finals, people will be like, oh, well, this is fine.
Like, their two best players are an old Anthony Davis and a washed Kyrie.
I would not say Kyrie is washed.
Comparatively to what he was,
you think he's
washed.
Washed, Tyler?
Yeah, we'll call out this guy from the other
what?
End.
What?
Kyrie Irving is a washed basketball player.
Where's Jason? Is
he's
he
still
out
he's still good, but he's washed.
He's out of firm. He's not as good as he was, but it doesn't mean he's washed.
I mean, isn't that the definition of being washed, is not being as good as you were?
Well, I thought washed was you are abysmally bad compared
good.
To what you
like
used to be.
You're very bad.
It's not you're less good than what you used to be. It's you're
like
just
LeBron
straight up bad
LeBron
now.
LeBron isn't as good as he was.
But he's not washed.
I wouldn't say LeBron. I wouldn't say AD's washed.
But I still think
They're not going to be that.
I think it was outrageous to make Space Jam 2 with LeBron. LeBron.
No, that shouldn't
happen. They should have brought Michael Jordan back.
But no,
they should have brought Michael Jordan back.
No, Kyrie washed. He's fine. He's not.
And this is around that time of year, so it's what called. I don't know if you know. You know the trade. What the trade deadline is, basically, right?
Vaguely, yeah, I know.
Trade deadline is basically a day. Is like, okay, this is the last day you can trade literally anybody. So
yeah, for the rest of the season.
For the rest of the season. So this is the week. So Thursday is trade deadline day.
Mm-hmm.
So on Thursday, you cannot trade after like Thursday. So this is why all of this is happening right now.
It's like Thursday at 3 p.m. or something.
Yeah.
Dang.
So there'll be a lot more trades.
The only thing I know that's happening this week is the Fantastic Four trailer dropping on Tuesday.
So throughout the week, there'll be like a ton of trades. There's already a trade that Victor Wembanyama got a co-star in De'Aaron Fox. Like,
yeah.
All these trades. But usually it's kind of communicated
mm-hmm.
that you, oh, yeah, you're getting traded, dude. And they can kind of be like, prepare.
But you would think, yeah, it's like they give it to you ahead of time. But for Doncic, they were just like,
you're traded.
You've not even you're getting traded. It's you've been traded.
I think Devin Booker put it best. He was like Luka. They're like Luka got traded. He's like Luka. What was his name? Garzic. I think yeah, Garzic. He was like, oh, Luka Garzic got traded. Okay, cool. Not Luka Garzic because nobody thinks. Because, again, G League player, probably in some weird deal.
Yeah.
No, Luka Doncic got traded. Well, this makes it so every Luka Garza, sorry. This makes it so every franchise player is not safe.
Yeah.
This also flips the whole trademark on its head.
Mm.
Because, teams can go up to other teams like, oh, well, Luka got traded for Anthony Davis on first and one first-round pick. Why would I give you three?
Hey, don't forget the GOAT, Max Christie.
And Jalen Schifino, shout out IU.
Do we get a Shaq return to the NBA?
Never.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Put some icy hot all over
the
his
Lakers
body.
Need a center. Let's do it.
Yeah, put Shaq back in there.
He's still tall.
He'd probably do better than Jackson Hayes.
Yeah, Shaq is still like 8 feet tall. He'll be fine.
Yeah, his bones are made of cardboard. His bones and ligaments are made of cardboard and string.
He's fine.
No, if he gets just like some knee replacements, he'll be fine.
Yeah, have you seen the dude?
Do what Rey Mysterio did the other week and get like cryotherapy on your legs.
I did
like laser therapy.
There is that sport that I saw recently. What was it? Royal Rumble?
Dude, the Royal Rumble was in Indy. I couldn't go, unfortunately.
And I saw what? John Cena was there. It was at Gamebridge.
No, I watched it from show choir competition.
It was at Gamebridge.
No, it was at Lucas Oil.
Lucas Oil.
No. No, I was at show choir on Saturday. We won, so worth it. But I didn't perform. Because
you were on lights.
Because of my knee. But no, I just watched it from my phone.
I did see something really funny there.
What?
Hi, Isaac.
Speed?
Yeah, I saw Speed get speared.
Yeah, he got speared by Bron Breakker, and it was... Dude, he...
You see his leg after?
Bron Breakker got like hit. Like, hit him like he was a truck. It was crazy.
Yeah, so I think that's really funny because it's so obvious. It's staged. Scripted fight. Yeah.
Kids.
But I know for a fact that popular YouTuber iShowSpeed did not, in the foggiest depths of his mind, expect to get hit that hard.
Oh, no. I mean, that was.
He knew he was going to get hit.
Yeah, like, he knew he was getting speared. He didn't know he was going to get speared.
He didn't know he was taking the full force of that hit.
Like, I thought Bron Breakker might have, like, you know, done, like, a weaker spear than he gave. But if anything, he gave a stronger spear than normal.
Yeah.
Because he's just, like, because his spear is the best in the business. I mean, there's no two ways about it. His spear is nasty. But, jeez, like, that was the nastiest spear of his career so far.
I also watched Speed's actual, like, stream of the event.
Oh, yeah, he was just backstage chilling.
Backstage chilling when John Cena jump-scared him.
John Cena...
He was playing around where he was like, where's John Cena, bro? And he was, like, standing in the middle of the room. Like, Speed was, like, walking past him the whole time.
I love that meme is just never gonna die.
Never gonna die. But it was really funny when he walked up and looked, like, at John Cena. And then Cena screamed at him. But Speed wasn't expecting that, so he fell down.
Oh my god.
Here, look at what happened to Speed's leg.
Let me see that. Let me see. Oh! That's yeah.
Because he got slammed onto the
well, yeah. Table. Even Logan Paul is looking at it like...
No, I didn't.
It's bad. It looks like he got, like, sliced open. So I have that scar on my arm now. Yeah.
Dang.
I have that scar on my arm now that was from something, like, that looks like that will look when it heals over. It's that just, like, crazy. That's a gash. Like, I've got this one, like, right here on my forearm.
Yeah.
This little triangle one right here that I got from sitting down. Not even a bit, by the way. I sat down and I stood up with this gash on my arm. Still don't know what caused that, but that's what it's going to look like when that heals. And I think that it's really funny that this YouTuber went in there just having a good time. He was there for fun.
Yeah, like it was a short little cameo. He helped eliminate someone.
Absolutely.
Rocked.
Pummeled. It was so funny.
But Jey Uso won the Royal Rumble. A lot of people are unhappy about it. Because they thought that John Cena should have won.
John Cena or Logan Paul should have won.
Logan Paul? No, okay. No, John Cena, yes.
Jey Uso is... Logan okay,
Paul? Miles left the room.
He's very invested.
All of our... everybody listening. Thumbs up,
I don't think Jey Uso should have won. I don't.
I think it could have been John Cena.
I think it should have been John Cena. I think
Logan
Paul,
outrageous statement to make.
I don't think it was. I think he's a great WWE superstar. Logan I think he's Paul. Very young. Yes. You can ask him. He's a good WWE superstar. He's not bad.
Oh, he's phenomenal in the ring, but he's not, no.
He's not outside of the material. Ring.
I didn't know. If Logan Paul would have won the Royal Rumble, I would not have watched his WrestleMania match. I don't care. I would have skipped the main event.
I do not like Logan Paul.
I don't like Logan Paul, but I like him in the ring. No, I like WWE Logan Paul.
Dude, like, he's insane in the ring. Like, he's so good. But
I miss Vine Logan Paul when he was funny and not an awful human being.
Yeah. He's also starting a documentary series on Max.
I miss
what about that Paul family freaking reality show?
Oh, it's because his dad sucks. Greg Paul.
Yeah, Greg Paul is the worst.
Yeah. I miss Logan Paul pre-Japan trip, honestly. I think he was a lot better when he was in his, like, Filthy Frank era.
Oh, yeah, for
before
sure.
Before the Toy Story alien hat incident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and then, I think now John Cena is going to do what? He's going to do it until he gets one match in the WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll go until he gets in. Because he's doing the Elimination Cage, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's going to win the Elimination Chamber. Yeah. I think he's going to win the Elimination Chamber. I think that'll be a banger of a match. But
where is that?
It's in Toronto. Yeah, it's in Toronto. So nothing here, unfortunately. But
How about that? That match before Royal Rumble for the belt.
What was that?
The ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Who was in the ladder match?
It was Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens. Cody, my pookie, Cody. He won.
Nice,
barely.
He's awesome. Don't matter. Still won.
He had to put him through a ladder to beat him. Which
that's
is
how
insane.
People win ladder matches.
It's insane.
My sister has an unhealthy obsession with Rhea Ripley.
Oh, I love me some.
So
Rhea
does everybody
Ripley.
In WWE. So it's not like
it's reasonable.
It's a reason. It's not a crazy thing.
It's not an outrageous statement to make.
Not in WWE fandom.
No, I think.
Who's the other chick? The other one.
The other champion.
The other chick. The one that is like. I know that there's one other in like the female bracket that is like up top with Rhea Ripley, and I don't remember her name.
Becky Lynch.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
she's not in WWE right now.
No.
She's taking a little hiatus to, you know, be a mom.
Live a little bit of life.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Rhea Ripley is married to Randy Orton?
No.
She's not married to anybody in WWE.
No, right. She's married to Buddy Matthews, who used to be in WWE, but he's in AEW now.
Gotcha. Okay.
She has a WWE relationship. She had... a WWE relationship with Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah. That was fake.
Yeah, that was sure. That was on screen, and now he on screen is with Liv Morgan.
Okay.
And like a lot of the relationships are very on screen.
Yeah, I figured that much.
But I went to SmackDown on Friday. It was awesome. Mm. Michael Cole, the voice of the WWE, he's been commentating there for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
He went crowd surfing, and I got a handful of his butt.
All right.
No, that's just what happened. Like it was.
We need to get a. We need a Dwayne Johnson cameo.
I wish.
We need a Rock return.
I wish. I mean.
Is he going to try and get in WrestleMania?
I mean, it's still so up in the air.
I think it would be really funny if we just got all of the like wrestlers turned to actors to just come back for not even to like participate, just to like be there.
Well, Batista might make the Hall of Fame this year, so if he does, then he'll be at WrestleMania.
I think it would also be kind of funny if we just got like a random actor that wasn't a WWE star.
Just get like Sydney Sweeney out there in a match.
And she wins. Could you imagine?
Well, Snooki from Jersey Shore was in a tag match at WrestleManias a long time ago. And she ended up winning.
We need a Jalen Brunson versus Tyrese Halliburton. Dude,
I know.
At some point.
I saw Tyrese Halliburton two times Friday night.
Tyrese?
And I was genuinely upset because I don't like Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton played a game against Hawks, beat the Hawks,
and then was after
drove over to Lucas Oil right after the game and watched WWE for the rest of the night. If that's not a committed fan, I don't know what is.
Dude, there were so many interactions between wrestlers and Tyrese on Friday night. It was really awesome.
I don't understand why people like. I understand the on court antics, but like off the court, Tyrese is not like a bad guy.
No, I just don't like him.
Because you're a Bucks fan.
No, it's not even that. I just don't like him.
He's a Bucks fan.
I just think he's overrated.
He's a Bucks fan.
That is not
me. Is that your one option for recourse right now?
Well, they're in the same division and in the same conference.
Okay.
I'm just acting like I know what any of this means.
That doesn't mean I can't. I like Paolo Banchero.
Is that Jason Tatum?
No, I don't like Jason Tatum.
I don't like Jason Tatum because
he's annoying.
This whole episode is me being explained sports by two people much, much more well-versed
sports
in the sport
and
than
wrestling.
Sports and wrestling. Like, I've only ever seen so much WWE. I have a very surface-level knowledge of WWE.
I have been watching it every week for the last year and a half-ish. Yeah.
Like, I can point out a guy and be like, oh, that's Roman Reigns. Like, I can do that. But it's not like I know all of the beefs. Yeah. Or anything, or like the allies, or any of that stuff.
Yeah, like I know all that.
I got nothing.
Like for the active roster right now. Like I know all of the.
One thing I would like to see is I would like to see, because John Cena kind of leaned into it in his press conference. I'd like to see because he kind of felt like a heel. In that press conference.
Yeah.
He kind of felt like a heel in that press conference. I can't lie.
No, not really.
Oh, it's best for business. This is what's best for business. This is, I should have been there. I should have done this. He kind of feeling like a heel right now.
Because he started off by taking such a selfless approach where it's like at Raw Netflix, he was like, a lot of people are like, oh, when's John Cena going to win number 17? He's like, it's not going to happen. Then he's like, wait, unless I win the Royal Rumble, whatever, whatever. But it was just like, you know, it's not going to happen. Like, if I earn it, then I'll do it. But otherwise, I'm not going to do it. Or it's
and
not going to
happen.
Heel's
a bad guy, by the way.
Yeah, heel's a bad guy.
I know what heel means.
Okay. I didn't know if you did. I was just trying to make sure.
I know what a heel is.
For everybody that does know what a heel is, it's a bad guy in WWE.
It's a bad guy.
But
Bryson is shocked at Brody's WWE knowledge right now.
I don't watch WWE. I just kind of know.
You just
know.
Keep up on it?
Yeah. How do I know what a heel is? I just do. I don't know how I know. I just do.
Well, I just know that calling someone a heel normally is calling them
a villain, a jerk. Bad person,
yeah. So it's like I can infer from that much.
But
I know John Cena from the hit 2018 movie, Ferdinand.
That's a great movie. No, that's a W movie. Wait,
he was in that?
He was the main character.
He was Ferdinand?
Yes. He was Ferdinand.
How am I just now finding out about this?
John Cena was literally in every trailer. His name was plastered on top of the bowl named Ferdinand.
I do not remember this. I'm not going to lie.
It said in every single piece of promotional artwork, John Cena is Ferdinand.
Did it actually?
Yes.
Yes.
Google Ferdinand poster right now and you'll see.
Hold up.
Back to the Lucas stuff. No, it's just, it feels like at some point, because now you're looking at every other team, it's like, who can't be traded?
LeBron, probably.
No, LeBron can and might be traded. There's a whole thing going. It's a whole thing going on right now. Are we gonna go?
That would be really funny if they kept Bronny and traded LeBron.
Okay, so there's only been one Ferdinand poster that I've scrolled through that has had John Cena's name on it.
Never mind.
In the trailer, it's just like, oh,
yeah, John his Cena. Name is like front and center in every trailer.
I'm gonna
look up a trailer.
Yeah, I'm just gonna turn my volume down so not get copyrighted.
Well, like, it's also like you could hear it in his voice that it's quite clearly John Cena.
I never watched that movie, so
you should. It's a fantastic movie.
I just looked up John Cena. I meant to look up Ferdinand.
We should look at every player on the league. Okay, well, Luka is better than this player. Why can't he be traded? Okay, Luka's better than. Luka's better than Tatum. Why can't Tatum be traded? Luka's better than Paolo Banchero. Why can't Paolo Banchero be traded? It's at that point that we're at right now where it's like,
gotcha.
Like anybody above Giannis.
It's such a terrible move to make that
it's going to affect the whole league.
Yeah.
As a whole.
That definitely is John Cena voicing Ferdinand the Bull.
Yeah.
When did that movie come out?
2017.
I was a year off. Okay.
What I know him from is...
I can't believe I watched that in theaters.
I watched it at home.
I was 10 when that movie came out, and I watched it in theaters.
We were 10?
You know what I'm excited for?
Oh my gosh.
2017 was... No, 8 years ago now. So, holy... I was 9!
I was 10.
You know what I'm so excited for? Dogman the movie.
It's out.
I heard it's great.
I know.
I gotta watch it now.
Really killed it.
I gotta watch it now, because Pete Davidson's in it.
I heard Pete Davidson killed it.
It's not even just because it's Pete Davidson. It's just because I love Dogman so much.
I read all of the books.
Dogman is my goat. I will never appreciate another children's book character the same way as I do Dogman.
So true.
Greg Heffley, outrageous. Never heard of him. Dogman, perfect.
Captain Underpants, overrated.
No. Captain Underpants can solo all of fiction. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I will power scale Captain Underpants and Dogman at celestial level over literally anybody else. Captain Underpants could be Goku.
So in the trailer, John Cena's name was also mentioned once. It just said John Cena is Ferdinand.
Yeah, that's what you get.
You
think Captain Underpants can't beat Goku? He just hits him with a flipperama and it's over. It's the end of the fight. Yep. Captain Underpants wins.
With a flipperama. That's crazy.
I really hope they do a flipperama in Dogman.
That would be so awesome.
It would be so funny. I have to watch the
movie. I remember I saw the Captain Underpants movie.
Yeah.
I saw the Captain Underpants movie the day before I was going to Boy Scout camp.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was with me. And he was carrying, you know, all the food and drinks, whatever.
Yeah.
And he stubbed his toe really bad on the stairs and fell over.
Oh.
And his mellow yellow and the popcorn went everywhere. And like, and then all through Boy Scout camp, he was just limping through with this pretty much
poor man
broken toe. Like it was bad.
I don't think the Captain Underpants movie was good as what it could have been.
Oh, I loved it.
Let me see this. Because in 2017, it's also important to note, it's called Captain Underpants, the first epic movie.
Yeah.
Leaving it open for a sequel.
You think Kevin Hart's going to come back for a sequel?
You think Kevin Hart's coming back? Probably.
Kevin Hart will do anything for $3.
Yeah. I like that Jordan Peele was in this movie as well.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele?
Yeah.
I was thinking of Jordan Poole.
Ed Helms as Captain Underpants.
The Wizard's GOAT, Jordan Poole. Wizard's legend.
Oh, my God.
Washington Wizard's legend.
My brain.
It's too much focus on basketball because every time you open up the reels right now.
Let me see Dogman's cast real quick.
No, I love Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele's good. I need to see the cast of Dogman real quick. Let me see. Pete Davidson, yep. Lil Rel Howery. Yep. Poppy Lou, that's a new one. Oh, she's Butler.
I forgot.
Ricky Gervais is Flippy the Fish?
No way.
I forgot that in the Royal Rumble, Ludwig Kaiser was limited in 6 seconds. That's which so is sad. Crazy because he's like a contender for the Intercontinental Championship and he got limited in 6 seconds. Steven. Roman Reigns was tied for most eliminations.
Isla Fisher is the voice of Sarah Hadoff, the reporter.
Oh, I love Isla Fisher.
From Dogman. She's the reporter.
You know what show I'm hyped about?
Huh?
I'm hyped about Suits. L.A. Suits.
Dude, you have no idea.
Is there another Suit season coming?
No, it's a new show.
It's a new show.
It's a spinoff. Suits L.A.
You know, you failed this city.
Stephen Amell.
You know Stephen Amell?
Oh, no way is he actually the guy.
He's the main character.
That's great.
Victoria Justice is in it.
So hype.
Kevin Malone's going to have an appearance.
Kevin Malone?
Yeah.
I think Harvey Specter might have an appearance.
Harvey Specter is having a 3-episode story arc.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
So he'll be back.
Harvey Specter is one of, if not my favorite characters in television history.
Second.
So much aura.
Second only to Charlie Cox Daredevil for me in terms of lawyers on TV.
He's got so much aura.
I haven't watched Daredevil. So.
Oh, dude, you have to figure that out. It's so good.
Just log into Disney Plus.
Log into Disney Plus, watch the original Daredevil, and then the new one is coming out soon.
Like, legit. For the Suits LA trailer, it started off with Stephen Amell saying, like, I'm the best lawyer in the country. And I'm like, no, you're not.
It's Harvey Specter. It's that guy.
And then Mike Ross.
We'll see how much. I want to see how good he is in a non-action role. It'll be fun to see him in that light. I know he's always been, like, he was, like, a wrestler. He's in a wrestler role at some point. He's never been in, a role where it's not a lot of movement, action stuff. It's just, like,
drama. Okay,
sit down.
He's not
drama.
Been in a drama.
No.
But
no,
I'm so excited for Suits LA. It comes out, or it premieres February 21st.
It's really funny that he's only ever acted in, like the one thing he's mainly known for is a CW show where he only ever was seen from one angle. He's about to get thrown onto a set where they have a budget.
Yeah.
So I just pulled up his movies.
Yeah, let's see this.
He's done a lot.
And yet, he is mainly known.
He was... No way.
For CW's Green Arrow.
This is not real.
Let me see.
In 2000, it says WWE SummerSlam. And that's under Stephen Amell.
He probably made an appearance or something. Wait,
in
2000? What year was it?
Oh, what year was he born?
2000?
What year was he born?
Hold on.
That's what it says.
What year was he born?
I'm looking. I don't know how old he is.
It'd be really funny if the appearance...
He was a wrestler.
He was a wrestler?
Yeah, he had a short stint in...
What does that mean? Text it.
He had a short little run in WWE in 2015.
Huh.
He had a tag team with Neville.
Wow. Well, he was in Arrow. He's in Suit LA. He was in Code 8.
It was SummerSlam 2015.
He was in a movie called... He was in a show called Heels.
Oh, Heels. Yeah. That's a Starz show.
He was in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live-action movie.
He was. 2016. Who was he again? I need to remember which one he was.
I don't know.
Click on it. Click on the movie. I need to see who he was. I need to know which turtle.
Yeah,
was he a turtle?
I think he was a turtle.
SummerSlam 2015. It was Stephen Amell and Neville versus Stardust, a.k.a.
No, he was Casey.
He was Casey?
Yeah.
He was Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Casey Jones, the time-traveling hockey guy with the stick. Yeah.
He was Casey Jones.
That's hilarious.
But it was Stephen Amell and Neville versus Stardust, a.k.a. Cody Rhodes, a.k.a. the current WWE champion, and King of the Ring, Wade Barrett.
They made two Code 8 movies.
How? What is Code 8?
I don't know.
Code 8, that sounds familiar.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know what it...
He's also in the Vampire Diaries.
I knew he was in Vampire Diaries.
He's in New Girl at some point.
Yeah, he is. He was in New Girl. But a lot of people were in New Girl. Jake Peralta was in New Girl.
Can't say that one.
Code 8 is a 2019 action movie. A desperate young man with special powers commits a series of petty crimes and is hunted by a militarized police force.
Is that the one where everybody is born with, some superpower and he's an electric guy.
Maybe.
Possibly, I'm not sure.
Like, he's an electricity guy, so he can control electricity, so he becomes an electrician.
Apparently, he also fought Cody Rhodes when he was the American Nightmare as well. Oh, no, it was a documentary about Cody Rhodes becoming American Nightmare. Becoming Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
He's in that, so somehow. I don't know.
I want Grant Gustin back.
Grant Gustin.
Grant Gustin was the Flash.
My goat.
He's the best, and I miss him.
Love that man.
Did you see that Kendrick Lamar and Mustard...
Like 5 Grammys?
Well, that too. But they got a... they got a Heinz mustard deal.
What?
Yeah, because of the mustard.
Mustard!
That's...
So they got a deal with Heinz.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
That's fun. But... yeah, it... I can't wait for that show to come out. And then I can't wait for at some point in the seasons, they'll get like 5 seasons, Grant Gustin's going to show up in one of them. I'm calling it right now.
I just want Grant Gustin... as the Flash in the new DC stuff, because he did so good, and he was only held down by
budget.
Terrible. Well, not even budget. Terrible writing. Terrible
we
writing.
We are the Flash.
Awful budget. I
love. We are the Flash. Hey guys.
We are the Flash.
We are the Flash.
We are the Flash.
You don't get that. Watch.
I
CW Flash.
I will never forgive them for what they did to CW Flash.
I'll never forgive them for what they did to Iris.
Why did they butcher Iris so bad?
They butchered her. And they had such a good actress for her, too.
I know!
That actress is so good.
She's so good. I swear, the last time the Flash show was good...
Season 5.
Because it was like...
it was okay.
Savitar was like, oh.
Cool.
Hype. That's sick.
I think what was that? Was season 5 like Ralph?
Season 5 is when Ralph came up as the Elongated Man. Yeah. Which was really funny that they decided to make him Elongated Man and not Plastic Man.
Yeah.
Because that is another character from the comics, but it is the same guy.
Yeah. I don't think they had the rights.
They absolutely had the rights.
They did?
Yeah, they did.
I don't know why they did that.
I don't, like, because in the script he was put in there as Plastic Man and they changed it.
Why?
I don't know. Because he's the Elongated Man. They actually did him really well.
Yeah,
I was surprised with how well they did the guy.
And then he got in trouble, and then they had to get rid of him.
Yeah, then he got in trouble, and they had to get rid of him.
Unfortunate.
I hate that the Flash is cursed as a character. At least one person gets in trouble with every Flash project.
It's usually the Flash.
Usually the Flash. But except for Grant Gustin.
Grant Gustin
is my goat. Ezra Miller, want him gone.
Yeah, well, he's not there anymore.
Yeah, he's gone now. For good reason, too.
Yeah, Luka Doncic getting traded to the LA Lakers, the dumbest trade of all time.
Yep,
I don't care.
Either way,
Lakers and Mavericks, both of them, dumb decision.
Yep.
They shouldn't have made it.
Yeah, Jaden Smith looked dumb at the Grammys.
Thank you.
That's my final remark.
Thank you, both of you, for teaching me the unbelievably stupid world of basketball.
It's awful.
Yeah, thank you everybody for listening to this episode of the show. I've been Kieran Santullo.
It will only bring you pain.
Joined by Miles Sprong and Brody West. Thank you for listening in. We'll see you in a week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. I'm gonna die.